to for our transaction with the infinite. From the limited to the unlimited. For your own interest. One thing is common everywhere, that we are in search after happiness. Happiness, namely, from the worst atheist and to the highest devotee. All will be common here, that we are searching for bliss. The blissfulness, beauty, charm, sweetness, love, affection, they are on the same plane. And we can't deny that we are not searching for that. The field may be different. One is giving his life for the country. He is also that joy. Another, a dagger putting on the another's body, that is also for joy, but quality of joy. The difference in the quality. A dacoit also, joy hunter, and a patron, and a humanitarian philanthropist, also joy hunter. And the devotees also, the salvationists, they are also. But the quality in the conception of the joy, of the happiness, that is to be taken into account, that is most important. What sort of andam, joy or happiness do you want? This joy brings reaction. Committing dacoity, then punishment will come very soon, the reaction. And what the sort of joy does not bring reaction in its retinue. But if you have increasing line, it will move. That is what is wanted. And the quality also will improve, and the time is honored. That is necessary for us. Father, mother, country, all this transient, temporary completion, and then dissolution. But in the midst of everything, we are all seeking after happiness.
Amol Babu, I said to
him.
Amol Babu. Amol Babu.
Amol Babu?
This is him. Aranga Mohan.
Aranga Mohan Babu. Hey, Amol, ki khabar? Mupati ye to chatman. Tad viddad atmanu mayaan tatha vatu jatha to. The conception of Maya. Artham rite jat kritiyet. That is misreading. What is the real purpose? To miss it, to omit it, and think it otherwise. Misreading, Maya means misreading. Not to be able to read properly things outside. Misreading. And that is affected only by our prejudice for interest, local interest. Local. Niyati anaya. There is another meaning of Maya. Of course, meaning the same thing, miyati, measured meaning, limited reading, reading from the limited standpoint, that is Maya. Maya, what is not proper, are limited. Twofold meaning of Maya. Arthangriti, the proper meaning is neglected or it is omitted. Proper reading of things. Improper reading, Maya. Arthangriti jat pratiyet. No pratiyet cha atman. From the standpoint of the whole of consciousness, it cannot stand. No pratiyet cha atman. Tadviddhādātmanu mahāyāṁ yatābhāsūya. Just as light and darkness. The difference is like light and darkness, ignorance and knowledge. Knowledge is effective, ignorance is misguiding, loss of energy, waste of energy, that is the consequence. But there is another higher level. Mahaprabhu asked to take to that for us. His recommendation. Ignorance and knowledge, eliminate both and try to surrender to the affectionate heart of your affectionate superior. Surrender to your guardianship. Gyan sunna bhakti. Don't take the responsibility and the risk for calculation, reading of the environment on your shoulder. But surrender to the sweet will of the highest dictator. The dictator, law is for us. Law is not for him. He is above law. So take shelter to the law creator. Then you are fearless. You will be at liberty, the highest liberty you will be able to enjoy. If you can rise up to that level, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Sincere and perfect dependence on the dictator who is above law. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, just as a child in the mother's lap. Intuitive affection. That is the highest position for us. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Don't bother yourself with good and bad. Only one line, stick to that. Surrender. His sweet will. That is another plane, though unseen from this side. The scholars, Ujjanti Yashuraya, not only ordinary men, but great scholars are benumbed. They can't follow, understand. Scholars means depending on knowledge. They cannot eliminate knowledge. The scholars say, we can't understand what you say, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, that is the highest place. We can't follow this. How it is possible? But it is possible. It is possible to give up hope on our defective self-calculation. that is vulnerable. So throw yourself to the decision of the supreme, invulnerable substance at his disposal. That is the highest attainment of individual, to live in the land of mercy, affection, love, and that is beauty, that is charm. The land of sacrificed soul, wholesale sacrificed soul, they live there in that land. Self-forgetful, all. Self-forgetful, living there. A plane of surrender. And that is the highest plane of our life. That was announced by Mahaprabhu. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. It is very difficult to understand. How can we live the Gyan, the light, without light? How we can move? It is impossible. But it is told that that is the highest position you can ever aspire after. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Automatic. Automatic. Just like computer. Computer. Calculation. Everything is being done as a machine, mechanical. But that is living and affectionate. Not machine, this material thing, dead thing. That vitality grows there very in its highest form, vitality. It is not a abode of dead persons. That all faculties are dead, no. They rather find their full play, fullest play. All the parts, the eye, the ear, the everything. Encouraged by the sweetness. The sweetness, the ananda, is rather taking the lead in the movements there. All do not see with the eye. Pashu pashyati gandhena, as I told before. Gandhavedi, Rupavedi, Rasavedi, there are so many classes in the amongst the animals, creation. They see things only by scent. Who has come before him, he knows by the scent and not by the eye. Shabdavedi, by the voice, one can know who has come, not by the eye. Gandhavedi, Sparshavedi. The Sparshavedi, by the touch only they can understand who has come before them. The fishes are called Sparshavedi. One fish coming, approaching another fish, only the wave is coming, the peculiar wave, he understands such a fish is coming to me. It is possible. Sparshavedi. Gandhavedi, by the scent only, can understand this ants, etc. That who is coming? Ant coming? Or another, the mosquito coming? Or the cat coming? Or amongst the ants, who is coming? Only by the peculiar measurement of the scent. As we can discriminate with our eye, the human body coming, and this man or woman by the eye, we can trace. So, by scent one can understand, by sound one can understand, without eye. So also here, the understanding by sweetness, by anandam. Anandam. Differentiation in anandam. They are moving there. No eye to guide, intuition, something. The search for Krishna. The searching attitude, that is the guide. There are classification, everything is there. automatic and inspiration, anurag, affinity that can guide. Everything is there, the higher, everything there, but still the guiding principle is affinity. Affinity towards the center, and according to the degree, so many infinite classification. But the main thing, our attraction towards the center, Krishna, beautiful. Search for the beauty. That is the main thing. And there are differentiated character in that. But the main thing, the main current of the life there, is search for the search for Krishna. Kaha Krishna Prananath Varyandranam, kaha jaho kaha paham roli. Which one, I am run to the place where I can find. I can find the center of the current. Where is the center of the current? So sweet current coming to us, where is the center? In this way. And who are nearest to the center? And who can command the current? So many things are there in the general vision. This may not be idolatry. We may think when inferiority way this is represented, we may think, oh, this is idolatrous. In mental idolatries, physical idolatry and mental idolatry, they are suffering from. The Hindus are suffering from mental idolatry. To do away with the idolatry conception. Things may be generally represented in this way, scientific way. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu wanted to pay and he will have. Don't try to secure things very cheap. Don't try to purchase in the cheap market. Be ready to pay for the thing. Surrender. Nothing less than surrender that can purchase a ticket for you in that, for that place. Wholesale. Wholesale. If you can give wholesale, you will get also held wholesale. Jiyatamang prapadyante tang tathibu hajam. If you are miser, I am also miser in dealing to you. If you are jealous, as much as jealous, I am also so. Wholesale giving. I can also give wholesale. So much so, Yashoda can whip me. And I have no other alternative but to rub my eyes full of tears. I don't do this once more, my mother. Don't beat me. Don't treat me in this way. I can, even I can go so far. So far. Hare Krishna. Sutima bale smriti mitare bharata panne bhajanta bhavavita ahamiha nandang bandhe jasya lindhe parang brahma. Raghupati Uddhavaddhaya, in his talk with Mahaprabhu, told that the others who are very much afraid of their worldly life run towards Ved, run towards Smriti and the other scriptures. But I don't like all these things bothering. Simply I see that what Ahamya Nandan Bandi, all my concern with Maharaja Nanda. Where I find in concrete truth that the Parabrahma, who is the sage, that Parabrahma is crawling on the compound of his house. I see the concrete thing. I won't run after phantasmagoria. What the Shruti will say, the Shruti will say, so many Manu, Atri, Vasishtha, Yajnavalkya, Shruti, Ved also, Sam, Yaju, Atharva, so many interpretations, I don't like that. I get the fruit here, the result, the consequence, find here, that the Parabrahma whom you say, all Parabrahma is crawling on the compound of Maharaj Nanda. So, I shall negotiate with Nanda Maharaj. How can I be counted among one of his own people? This is my direct finding. And that satisfied Mahaprabhu very much. As Raghupati Upadhyaya said. Srimapare Smriti Vitari Bharata Manje Bhajantu. The Shrutis, they are also in the Rasa Leela. They are also trying to have that attempt, the defective attempt, forgiven. We could not exactly express you, my Lord, that you are such and such. You are Rasa Leela. Our expression rather went to express indifferent that Brahma. The Brahma, Paramatma, all this impersonal thing generally we dealt with. But you are person and you are such a wonderful personality. You can display this ordinary human things in such a great way. We did not know all these things. And we could not express you in this type. So forgive us. They beg to be forgiven, excused by Krishna. That we could not, we say, we boast that we give Krishna, we give the Absolute to the people. But we ourselves did not get any such comparison of yourself as so sweet. So sweetly we could not represent you. So we must be forgiven for our audacity, our position, our authentic announcement that we can show the path to you. We are criminals in this way. Sujimapari smriti mitari bharatamanni bhajantu bhavita ahamiha nandang bandhi jasya lindi parma Sukadeva Goswami. He is also in that great assembly of the scholars of different departments. He also says, Nandakima Karudvramhan, Seva Eva Mahodayam, Jasodava Mahabhaga, Papu Jasya Stanam Hari, Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj. On the basis of the Krishnic atmosphere created by Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, this is wonderful, what you say. This Nanda, what did he do in his previous life? What sort of penances or reading or anything religious practices, what did Nanda do? That he has got the Parabrahma in such a way, in a prayer's way, he has got that Parabrahma. And Yashodava Mahabhava, and the great fortunate lady Yashoda, who is sucking that Parabrahma. It is inconceivably wonderful. What did they do? Please come direct with that recommendation, we would follow that. We want to follow that, leaving aside all those stereotype things that ever come to the world for God consciousness or God realization. Leaving everything aside, we want to follow that path. What Yashoda did, what Nanda did in their past lives, that they have acquired such a great, inconceivable fortune position. We want to know that. So Mahaprabhu came to give us such the direction, where to go, what to gain, what to obtain. Even in Gita we find the only soul consciousness is wonder of wonder. We are all practiced with material consciousness, material valuation. We are making much. We know we are accustomed to make material valuation, always calculating. But if we can have the conception of our own soul, the particle, the dust of the great conscious substance, we will be astounded. Aschajyavad bhadati, aschajyavad. Who will hear, who will say, who will know, everyone will be astounded. Oh, the soul is such a thing, such valuable, such wonderful, independent of all mortals. The atom bomb cannot do anything to the soul. These great achievements of the so-called civilized genius, they cannot approach this plane of soul. It is living in that plane. So how much disarmed we are with fear? No fear. No apprehension which we are suffering always. Like remittent fever, always continuing fever, remittent fever, the mortality, the threatening of mortality is always attacking on us, consciously, unconsciously. But when we reach the plane of soul, oh, what wonderful thing, beyond atom bomb and all this threatening of the mortal world, it is above. Wonderful thing. That is only a part of the dust of that conscious world. And then the conscious world, Chidalok, and then the Andamaya Lok, where it is. Still it is with us, we hanker only for that. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu, durashaya ji bahirartham amino, Prabhupada Maharaj. We are attracted by the outer coating of things and ignoring the very spirit which is within. That is our faith. Prayino munayo rajan nivitta vidishedatha nirgunnastharaman peshma gunanukatane hari atmaramastumayo nirgantayo purukkame kudvantahitukim bhakti nittam bhutu guno. What to speak of us? We are full of material aspiration. Those that are famous for their spiritual aspiration and whose life is given for that, it is necessary also to preach in that camp. That it is above, that above knowledge. Love is above knowledge. Prem is above gyan. And Krishna is the king of that loving plane, the plane of love and beauty. And it is above your concern. Very rarely we find that some of the leaders of the Gani school, they are aspiring after that beauty. So beauty is not confined in this eye experience world, in the material world. So how wonderful that will be. Aryanandana Vande, the soul is such, then the super soul, Paramatma, then that Brahma, Narayana, Vasudeva, Narayana, Ramchandra, Dharukesh, Mathuresh, Vrindavan, Dharavanda, বৈকুণ্ঠাত জনিত বরা মধুরী তত্রাপি রাসোৎসবাত বৃন্দাবন্যম রাধাকুণ্ড মিহাপি গোকুলপতি প্রেমামৃত প্লাবনা কুর্যাত বিরাজত গিরিজটি শিবাং বিবেকীর্ণ কর্মী ভক্তপরিত হরিপ্রিয়তয়া ভক্তিং যজুর্জ্ঞানীন স্থিতভজ্ঞান বিমুক্ত ভক্তিবরমা প্রেমৈক নিষ্ঠাস্তত তিভ্যস্তা পশুপাল পঙ্কজ দেশস্তা ভূপিষা রাধিকা পৃষ্ঠস্তদ্বর্যম তদীয় সরসী তাংনা সহিত কৃতি দি গ্রেডিয়েশন ইন দি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ বিং শোন টু আস দিস ওয়ে উইথ দিস অ্যাসপিরেশন লেট আওয়ার ফরচুন মে ডাইরেক্ট to move on and on and towards Krishna consciousness from deeper to deeper to the deepest. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. They are close to the Nanja, Bhakti Siddhanta.
আপি শ্বেতকেতু ভুগু প্রমুখৈ আহার গুরব আশ্রিতা সত্যং মমাপি মন্ত্রোপদেষ্টা গুরুরেক এব উপাস্য বর্ততে কিন্তু উপাসনায়াম অনুকূল প্রতিকূল দৃষ্টান্তিভূতা এতে পদার্থা পরামৃশ্য গুরুকৃতা ইত্যম্বস্য ব্যতিরেকাভ্যাম মে শিক্ষা গুরু এবৈতে জ্ঞেয়া তথাপি স্বামী চরণেরু স্বামী স্বামী চরণেরু উপনিবন্ধৌ শ্লোক কপোট মীন হরিণা কুমারী গজপন গা পথঙ্গ কুররশ্চাষ্টৌ চা আষ্টৌ হে আর্থে গুরবো বথাঃ মধুকৃণ মধুহর্তা চা পিঙ্গিলা পিঙ্গলা চা দ্বয়স্থয়ঃ উপাদেয়ার্থ বিজ্ঞানে শেষাঃ কৃত্যাদয়ো মথাঃ ইতি শিক্ষা গুরুনাথ অন্তু বহুল্যমেব প্রায়োজ্ঞানদর্থ প্রয়োজক নিত্যাহ নহীতি ননু শিক্ষা গুরু অপি অভিজ্ঞজনা এব ভব্যৈরাশ্রিতম তু সত্যম অভিজ্ঞজনানাং হি গৌতমাদি নানামতানুসারিত তন্ময়া স্বসজাতিয়াস্তে কুত্র কুত্র কত্যং বেষ্টব্যা ইত্যাহ ব্রহ্মেতি দ্বিতীয়ং যদ ব্রহ্ম এতৎ খলু সবিশেষ নির্বিশেষ ভেদ বিভেদ দৌর বহু ধৈব ঋষি ভীর গীয়তে ইতি নাসা ঋষির যস্য মতং ন ভিন্নম ইতি অভিযুক্ত বাক্যাশ্চ ময়া জবহারিকা এব পদার্থাঃ শিক্ষা গুরুবহ কৃতা ইতি ভাবহ. I'm sorry, my reading is probably very bad.
Not bad, but not very clear to our ears.
Yes.
And the fifth chapter, what is the chapter?
Ninth chapter.
So it is said by Navajara, by whom? Ninth chapter, Kavi Havi Antarikha, Prabuddha Pitpalayana Abir Hotra Dramida, Chamasa. Only 1 point?
Yes.
Or many?
Only this point.
Only this part. That many gurus are necessary. Because there are different conceptions of the Advaita Gyan. So, to understand fully the particular part, the expert of that guru, that portion, is to be consulted. Main purpose is this. But if such a guru is available who can represent all of the whole Advaita Gyan, then one may suffice. Otherwise, the partial realization, the guru a partial realization, they can give us the knowledge of particular part. That is the underlying principle. So both relative and absolute, the same question. And the absolute is the final. Generally, Ajarjang Mang Vijaniyat, whenever we shall accept any guru, we shall try to see fullness in him. But with the progress of the knowledge, it may seem that some points are being lacking. In that case, Shiksha Guru is to be adopted.
Guru Maharaj, spoken by Avadhut Brahman.
Avadhut?
Yeah.
Inciting by whom? Chamasa Karana Karabhajan. Or Antarika, who is the speaker? Who is giving reference of the Avadhuta Brahman? Namajogendra, one of the Yogendra is a speaker here.
Yes.
Who is he? Hare Krishna. Pajani.
Didi bole Krishna Santo to Dishan.
Say Chichi. Okay. Okay, but the other thing, okay, we chichi jagate. Well, there. It's something about the other. You chichi dukana, okay, I will put it. Jagon high. Kazgon way, really, Jagon high. I will look at it. Vaishnu Uddhava.
Yeah, my mistake.
It is there.
I'm sorry, yes. Excuse me.
It is a drastic position.
Drastic.
Unquestionable.
That changes the whole situation.
Unquestionable.
Absolutely.
Ashtamajayi Bhagavan Sri Krishna Uddhavera Nikak Avadhut Brahman Kartrik Ajagaradi Nai Noijan Guru Nikat Vaithe Sangrihita. O Maharaj Jodur Nikat Vannito Shikha Kirtam Kuryachin. I'm sorry, excuse me.
One in many.
Yeah.
Ajaryang Mang Vijaniya. One in many. He is Guru. Because he can make himself known, no other. So, wherever there is true transaction, there is he himself present. That is oneness in Guru. And also the variegatedness is there. according to one's adhikar and one's position. The same thing, Loki Bhavaya, Parakkhuvada Vidoyam Malanamunta. 1 minute understand the whole truth. Only by installment he should be given. That is different, but on the whole Guru is one, and Guru is he, and it is his will. In one figure also he may deliver the whole truth, but generally by partial installment, according to his position of the audience. He will extend things. Loki Bhavaya Amisha Buddha Seva. Nityastu jantu nahi tattva chodana. Bhavastiti stishu vivaho yogya suragvahi ahasa nivetti. There are scriptures that, oh, marry. Then leave your wife and go to the forest. And then you leave everything and all that, try to meditate on him. Even living court. There are so many, according to the capacity of the student, the professor will impart advice to him, instruction to him. A graduation is there. Karmadhikari. Karmadhikari. No buddhi vedam janaye jnanam karma sangiram. If I do not do any work, then others will think that the idleness is the goal of our life. So I have to work. No buddhi vedam janaye jnanam. One who has got his adhikar means
authority.
No.
Right. Qualification.
Qualification. He is to be advised nearby something. Gyanadhikari should be given Gyanam. Yogadhikari. Then again wind up everything to as in Bhagavad Gita. He is dealing with different departments, but winding up in the last towards devotion. In this way. Tavasi bodhiko yogi dhani bhupi matudhiko karmi bhastyadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavadjuno. But yogi nama pisakti matkati. Nahi jnana saishyam pavittami haviddhati tasvam yogasam siddhatali nātmat vindhati iltari. So, praise of jnanam. But jnani nama visadvi sang matkati nam tadātma, connecting towards devotion. Then nyatam guru karmattam karma jaya jhakarmana, encouraging.